Clint raced after Andres. "Come on, Jose," he commanded. "We've got to find those goats." Up, up he rode into the storm, the wind furiously lashing boy and pony. Night came on, black night, and still the three searchers combed the slopes, Clint far in the lead. Higher, higher, at last, oh joy, he spied a line of huddled white at the foot of an overhanging cliff. Closer approach brought to sight other shivering creatures here and there, in twos and threes, under leaky clumps of oak brush, bleeding piteously as he came upon them. Having found the lost animals, his next problem was what to do with them. "We can't drive them to the pens," he told his men. "But they ought to be able to reach the cedar break down in the flat. They can't hold out here much longer. Come on, the sooner we get them started, the better." But saying and doing are two different matters, for frightened, half-chilled goats cannot be driven. It proved an all-night job to drive them from under the flimsy bushes a few at a time. By dragging them out, giving them a pull and a forward shove, by goading them on, Clint and the herders kept the goats moving down the slippery rocks toward the shelter of the great cedars. Then the rescuers would scramble back after fresh relays, even carrying the fallen animals in their arms.